Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of Clean Science and Technology Limited. We have with us on the call Mr. Siddharth Sikchi, Executive Director and Promoter, Mr. Sanjay Palnitkar, CFO, and Mr. Pratik Bora, Vice President. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Sikchi for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. So good afternoon to all of you. First of all, my sincere apologies for making you all come on the con call on a Saturday afternoon. However, I am very happy to connect with all of you again to discuss the performance of our company for Q3 FY24. Business environment: we witnessed progressive recovery during this quarter across volumes compared to the last quarter. Low demand globally, along with incremental capacities which came up over the last couple of years, especially in China, is putting downward pressure on price realization. On the financial highlights: on QOQ basis, we recorded 8% growth in sales, and growth is primarily volume-led, with realization being steady. We are pleased to report that during this quarter, Guaiacol sales increased by 50%, led by volume growth. With pickup in volumes, contribution from principal products increased to 78% during this quarter, compared to 73% during the last quarter. EBITDA increased by 14% to rupees 86 crore during this quarter, while EBITDA margin expanded to 45% as against 42.5% during the last quarter. Better product mix and benefit of operating leverage, led by higher revenue base compared to last quarter, resulted in 20% growth in PAT to 62 crores as against 52 crores during the last quarter. We are also extremely pleased to report that the board has reported an interim dividend of rupees 2 per share. On QOQ, sales climbed by 18%. Decline is majorly realization-led, with lower realization contributing 13% to decline, and volume degrowth has been up to 5%. Sales profile is more diversified compared to last year, with contribution from principal products being 78% during the quarter as against 85% during the same quarter last year. EBITDA degrew by 20% on year-on-year basis, from 108 crores to 86 crores during this quarter. However, led by better profitability across newer products and lower consumption prices, the EBITDA margin continues to be robust at 45% during this quarter, compared to 46% same quarter last year. It is relevant to note that year EBITDA margin continues to be strong despite diversified sales profile and lower sales base. The revenue contribution from performance chemical, pharma, and agro intermediates and FMCG was 67%, 19%, and 13% respectively. Performance segment was most impacted, with realization-led decline in sales across MEHQ and DHA. Pharma segment growth was led by BCC. This improvement was volume-led, and FMCG segment witnessed realization-led decline in sales. The new HALS series continued to demonstrate sequential uptick on quarter-on-quarter basis, with volume-led increase in revenue by 10%. A little bit on CapEx update: we have incurred on CapEx of 225 crores during the first 9 months of FY24, including investment in subsidiary of 215 crores. Total investment in CFCL during this quarter was 60 crore, thereby total equity infusion into CFCL till date is rupees 335 crores. We are on track to commercialize the capacity for pharma intermediate by Q3 of FY25. On ESG, we are pleased to announce that we have published our maiden sustainability report and would be happy to have your view on the same. We are in process of installing rooftop solar plant of 1.5 megawatt at our new facility. This will moderate our carbon footprint and also rationalize the power bill. So all in all, to summarize the business performance, earnings scale is impacted during current slowdown. Further, earnings profile has diversified with meaningful revenue coming in from new products. Yet earnings quality, that is EBITDA, margins continue to be upbeat at 45%. We reiterate that innovative technology and strong process engineering skills would enable the company to endure volatile times in a resilient manner. Thank you so much. Hello.
Operator, you may open the call for Q&A.
Sure. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets only while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, Siddharth. Thanks for taking the question.
Good afternoon, Sanjesh.
Yeah, I got a few of them. First, on your opening remark, you said that there has been a lot of capacities which have come in China and put a pressure on pricing. While we look at the performance, it really doesn't look on that. Is it that these pressure have come in post this December or this an ongoing process even in previous quarter and few quarters behind also?
No, Sanjesh, it is a very generalized statement because we have seen capacities of, say, diphenols which have come up over the last few quarters in China. And even in our pharma intermediates, we see Chinese had raised up capacities. So there has been a stiff competition, and I think it is a very common phenomenon in all chemical segments at the moment.
Okay. Anything in the particularly for MEHQ, BHA, which are our principal product, are we seeing activity on that side as well?
Not at the moment in the current technology, but of course, because they have hydroquinone-based processes. So, but as of now, there is no real threat in MEHQ and BHA for us.
Got it. And second, Siddharth, I can appreciate the percentage margin and which are very healthy. But it is also a factor that there is a significant fall in the realization which make percentage margin slightly less reliable. How is the unit margin for us? Are they also back to that pre-COVID level which we were doing, or how are they for MEHQ and BHA?
They are on percentage-wise, yes, we are on pre-COVID levels. But of course, the absolute numbers are lower because the prices have fallen significantly, right, because of the current scenario.
Got it. My next is on the HALS, 770 and 701, now that we have started commercial production and supplies are there. What are the initial response, customer addition, which category, domestic versus international? Can you give a little bit more color on that?
Yeah, for so 701, it also goes in water treatment. We have approved by some big multinationals in Europe. We have started exporting the product to China. I mean, that's again a thing because China has been supplying 4-HT to the world. So we've got our sent some material to China. We have sold something to Korea. And we are also now in the process to discuss with some customers in Europe and North America. For 770, yes, we are approved with a lot of customers in India. And of course, we have also started talking to global customers. You have started seeing we have started shipping to South America, to Europe, to Middle East. And domestically, our acceptance is increasing. And we see that this is a great support to us. And as the new series will start, starting February, March, that will be a real support because the customers are looking for a basket rather than a single or two products.
Fair enough, fair enough. You touched upon my next question actually. Where are we in the portfolio? We previously spoke that we are looking at some 10 product within the Hives basket. Are the product completely prepared in the pilot stage and it's just that this new plant when it starts, we are good to go? Where are we in those?
So now the plant is going to start. So we'll, so phase-wise in every 15-20 days, so the capacity is installed for all the products. But of course, it would not be sensible to start every day, everything at day one. So we are going to start, say, one product, say, day one, let it stabilize for 2-3 weeks, then start the second one, stabilize it, then start the third one. So, you know, even my people have to be get trained because these are absolutely new products and processes which we have, I mean, doing at Clean Science. But the capacities are all installed. The 335 crore is installed and the plants are now about to begin.
So say by another 2 quarters, we should be ready with all the 10 products commercially getting shipped. Is that a fair assumption?
I would not know exactly the 10 products, but yes, the major HALs which we have mentioned, they will all be in pipeline. And we would have already started selling, sampling, and everything will happen.
Great. Last question on the utilization.
And again, Sangeesh, if you would appreciate that despite of the current business environment, despite of us venturing into the health first time in India, our timelines which we had mentioned all along that the plants will start in December, January, I think we are quite there even despite the biggest capex in the history of the organization and being a greenfield project.
No, I clearly appreciate that, Siddhartha. It's a phenomenal execution. Timeline, product, and margins are really impressive in this tough environment. And no credit from that perspective. As it's been a phenomenal execution. Just looking at the HALS pickup, I just wanted to understand how are you looking utilization in FY25 and 26 from these new plants?
I think it's a future statement.
I think just in hope. I'm not.
So see, typically when we install a capacity, see the general thumb rule in our mind is the capacity utilization should happen up to 80-85% in 3 years' time.
Okay.
So 30-30-30 sorts. You know, this is a basic thumb rule we have. And anything faster is a bonus to us.
Perfect. Siddharth, any more update on the pharma side? We have announced one product previously and we said that we have an ambition to put up a capex of 200 crores. Any more update on that side?
So the pharma intermediate plant, the construction has begun. We hope to start commercialization by September, October.
Okay.
So that is ongoing.
Okay.
That is one. And there is another some few projects which are in pipeline, which are at pilot scale. And which we are very hopeful that in the next few weeks we will take a decision on the capex for those things. So there are two major products which we are working on, and those in total can take up a capex of 200 crore, 100 crore each.
Got it. So we are on the pipeline. We are on the on the roadmap for that as well, right?
Absolutely.
Got it. Thanks, Siddharth, for answering all the questions and best of luck for the coming quarters.
Thank you so much, Sangeesh, as always.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Periwal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Siddharth. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity here. So first question, you know, you started off saying that globally pressure on realization still continues. and especially China, the demand has slowed down there. But if I look at the quarter-on-quarter numbers, there has been improvement in China sales per se. Any specific product which is driving this, or how should one look at it?
First of all, your voice is not clear, Ankur. One sec. See,
sorry, should I repeat the question?
Yeah, please. Ankur, please repeat. Hello?
I'm sorry, sir. Seems like the current questioner has dropped from the queue.
No problem. You can take him again or the next question, please.
Sure, definitely. The next question is from the line of Arun Prasad from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So that my first question is on the, again, once again, on this China. Generally, we get the commentary that Chinese volumes and exports are once again back. But in our portfolio, the exposure to Chinese kind of half, what used to be around 40-45% is now way lower than that. Is it the result of the Chinese capacities coming up there? Or do we plan to get back those volumes? A little bit commentary on this will be helpful.
Arun, the sales to China or the percentage exposure to China, that going down has nothing to do with any of the capacities or anything coming up in China. It's overall slowdown in the revenue, which is, and some change in the product mix also, with the highest capacity coming up, with the new product coming up, the domestic sales exposure has gone up.
Okay, so our volumes to China remains absolutely the same level, maybe at the 2021 levels it has remained same?
No, it has lowered a little bit because of the lower demand in China.
Right. So the point we are trying to make is we are not getting replaced. We are not losing market share in any of the customers, I mean, with any of the customers.
And also we have de-risked, I mean, with the new product portfolio, we have de-risked ourselves from the big exposure we had against, when we were selling into the China market.
Is our HALS contribution so high that that has kind of de-risked already, or is it we are talking about the other products other than, say, MEHQ and BHA?
No, so there are even the HALS, but even the pharma intermediates, they are now, the Indian markets are opening up for those products as well, right? Hence, even if you see the revenues which were predominantly from the flagship products have come down in terms of percentage. So earlier where they were contributing 85%, now are roughly close to 75-76%. So that 7-8% has been an Indian sales or the domestic sales.
Okay, so what I understand is, as far as our portfolio is concerned, especially with MEHQ and all, the Chinese production is yet to ramp up, and hence our volume is not yet there. But once China gets back, especially on this front, are we confident of getting back those volumes, or it will be kind of a tough competition with these captive producers there, the local producers there?
So hopefully we hope that the economies will recover. We hope that things will again come to normalcy and again the demand should come up. This destocking has, I think, has hopefully come to an end. And that is why you can see our Q3 numbers, quarter on quarter, our numbers have started improving. So it is not a firm answer, but I think hopefully the economy should move towards recovery.
Okay, that's right. But what I'm trying to understand is our cost advantage over the Chinese because of the different
costs.
Is it still intact? Do you think the new capacities are also are likely to bridge the gap?
Not at the moment. It's the advantage is still intact. Hence, that is why the EBITDA percentage remains the same, right?
But the new capacities are also on the will have over that also will have advantage. That's what you're saying. Right? New Chinese capacities.
I'm talking about new capacities of MEHQ at the moment.
All right. Okay. Second, on HALS, the price level has obviously been way lower than what used to be there. Is this the new normal because of our entry into the ecosystem, or is it again because of the lower demand at the end category level?
So typically, you know, whenever there is a new entrant, I mean, we have seen this across all the products when we started. I mean, you know, the existing players, the only point of advantage they have is, I mean, they lower the price to make our entry difficult in new accounts. This is a very natural phenomena, and I think we are used to this. So we had expected, of course, the prices have dropped more than our expectation, but we are in the game and we will compete and we'll fight it as we have done all along.
No doubt on that, but the question is, the earlier we attributed the price drop to the demand cut down, are we seeing the demand bounce back on hall side?
See, over the last year, whatever the demand has been during entire 23, it was a subdued year. So I think 24 should be a slightly better year.
Right, I understood. Thanks for that. All the best.
Thank you, Arun.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Periwal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Line got dropped. I hope I'm audible now.
Clear.
Yeah, great. Okay, so first question on, you know, China as a market. You did mention realization-led pressure and, you know, consumption over there has also been slower. Yet Q1Q, our revenue from China has gone up. Any specific comment, any product which has clicked there?
In general, we are seeing a little demand picking up. But of course, you know, I mean, we would have liked a little higher price as always. But I think with the lower and subdued demand, we are restricting ourselves to increase the price because we don't want to, you know, spoil the customer disappoint the customer when he's returning after a few quarters by asking him a price increase.
Sure. And correct me if I'm wrong, the pricing over here is more spot. There is no longer term contractual pricing that we enter into for the international sales.
In China, yes, in particular, it is a quarter or a monthly price. Very rarely people talk of a longer price. And of, I mean, it's a trend. Whenever in falling markets, nobody wants to make a long-term contract. In rising market, people all want to make long-term contracts. It is very simple.
And the other markets, Europe and, you know, US as well, over there, the pricing is still shorter than contracts.
Yeah, but again, Europe is little slower than we had expected. North America, South America, I think.
Sure. Secondly, you know, on the product growth, per se, the segmental growth per se, performance chemicals has seen Q1Q improvement, which is a good healthy sign. Pharma, you mentioned, is largely volume driven, and essentially decline is because of realization. Any specific product to highlight here? The new product contribution ramping up, which is hitting there in performance?
So in QOQ wise, actually MEHQ, there has been a good growth. Apart from that, I mean, the other products also, the new products which came in, they have also contributed in.
Okay, sure. Thirdly, on the HAL side, you did mention, you know, decent uptake in terms of, you know, both 770 and 701. Any timelines you would like to share for the newer products? And secondly, from a overall market size, while we are seeing realization-led decline or absolute shrinkage in demand for many of the products, is there any change or some dynamic changing in HALs per se across the products?
Timeline.
Ankur, please repeat here. Sorry.
Okay, so two parts of the question. Has is the way we are seeing realization-led decline in other products, are we seeing the same decline in HALS range of products or the overall market size of the you know, segment getting declined? And secondly, how are we looking at the timeline for our products?
See, I'll tell you the time. The point is, Ankur, that we are just a very new startup in HALS, right? Even if there is a little demand subdued, we are anyways not looking to get a big market share. Even out of the entire capacity installed, we are only looking to start commercialization, say 25-30%. So even in subdued markets have a problem, but it is not that it is so low that we will not be able to sell 25% of our installed capacities.
Sure. Sure. Okay. No worries. That makes sense. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jason Soans from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Just wanted an update on the inventory destocking scenario right now. You mentioned last quarter that, you know, a lot of the inventory is in excess. Just wanted an update on this, you know, the destocking scenario right now. How do you see it across, you know, the various economies?
See, honestly speaking, I particularly feel that, I mean, we have been seeing destocking over the last entire year.
Right.
I think, I mean, according to me, 1 year was a good timeline for all the destocking to happen. So I think now, I mean, maybe one or two particular accounts, I'm not sure, but in general, I think the destocking phenomena is now behind us. But only what is stopping us is the consumption. I think the demand or the consumption has to increase for the, you know, for the volumes to come back to normalcy. But the destocking phenomena is behind us now for sure. And hence you can see gradual increase in revenues over the past few quarters for us.
Sure, sure. Thanks for that, sir. And so just wanted to, you know, also understand that, I mean, of course, you have mentioned that there is no localized competition coming in from China, and we are not seeing any local threat right now. But just wanted to know, so, I mean, I understand that we have an absolute wonderful process in terms of MEHQ and BHA, which gives us a very productive, you know, throughput from. And so that's the only, our process advantage is the only thing which stops the Chinese from coming into our domain. I mean, it could be a very basic question to ask, but just wanted to ask you this.
I also believe the same thing what you said.
Okay. Okay. Sure, sir. Sure. And, sir, just wanted to know, I mean, you did speak about, you know, the contribution from the principal products, you know, decreasing from 85% to 76% currently, you know, so the new products are adding in more. So you're basically diversifying, basically. So are you saying, just wanted to understand the interpretation of that, are the pharma and agro intermediates that contribution is increasing, or is there any other new products which are contributing? I just wanted some more color on what these new products are, which are, you know, leading to this diversification.
The new products are like TBHQ, the new products are the HALS, the new pharma intermediate is DCC. So these were at nascent stage, say, a few quarters before. Now we have got approvals, these volumes are increasing. So these will start, we have started increasing, I mean, the revenues have started increasing due to these new products, and hence the percentage is changing. And plus, as the new HALS capacities now start, the percentage of the flagship product will further start reducing. So it's good for company that we are not dependent on just few products.
Sure. Sure, sir. And so lastly, I just wanted to understand if you could give me, you know, in your three segments, if a volume and realization breakup, if you could give me, if it's possible, across performance chemicals, agro intermediates, and FMCG chemicals?
Not possible, sir.
Okay, then overall, if possible, any broad number?
Overall, what the EBITDA margin is with you, the numbers are with you.
No, I'm saying in terms of volume and realization, so that in terms of sales.
Realization. Actually, these segments are so complex, each product has different realization.
Yeah.
It is too complex for us also to calculate.
Yeah, because 18% is the revenue decline year-on-year, so just wondered if a ballpark is possible.
So 13% is realization-led, and 5% is volume-led.
13% is realization-led, and 5% is volume.
Sure, sure. Thanks. Thanks a lot. That's really helpful. Those are all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Akella from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Hi, Siddharth and team. Thank you so much for taking my question. Just on HALS, you know, Siddharth, last quarter you had sort of intimated us that 40-50 tons a month is what we are doing. So sort of just wanted to get an update if that's still the run rate we are at, or has there been some further improvement? And by the end of fiscal 25, are we still sort of looking at 200 tons a month? Is that the target?
Oh, I think last quarter, yes, we were around the similar numbers, but I think going forward, we are aiming to increase that quite a bit.
Yeah. So I believe last quarter what was said was 200 tons by March 2025, 200 tons a month by March 25. So can we sort of work with that target now as well?
I think so. We should stick to that target.
Okay, great. And just with regard to the margin profile or ROC profile on HALS, given the pricing pressure that we've been witnessing, during the course of FY25, should we sort of expect some pressure on the overall blended margins as the products ramp up from there?
Yeah, definitely, because we are newcomers. The yields and efficiencies are not the best. Plants are not fully utilized. So, of course, there will be realization on margins.
So, I mean, roughly compared to this 45% we've seen this quarter, is there a broad number we could work with for next year for the overall company?
Abhijit, I mean, this question we can take probably next quarter because there are a couple of new products, right? I mean, in the HALS series, which will be coming in the subsidiary company. So then we'll be able to give a better view on the margins for the new products which will be coming up. They'll be launched for the first time.
First time in India as well.
Yes. Sure. Understood. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, Siddharth and Pratik. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishan Parwani from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Siddharth and Pratik. Thank you for taking my question. Just one from my side. I mean, could you just break down the total CapEx for 25 and 26, as in project-wise, if possible? I think you mentioned that there are two CapExes, 100 crore each. And then in the last call, you said about 30 crore for one pharma intermediates. So what other projects are there in pipeline? So yeah, there are two parts of the question. That's it.
So first, I'll answer the second part. I think at the moment, we have this 230 crore lineup. The rest, we will come as it goes. The pharma intermediate is going to happen by September, so this CapEx is committed. The first 100 crore, I think we should start. I mean, if everything goes well, we should start somewhere in April or May, the first round of CapEx. I mean, of course, it will happen during the course of 11 months. And for the next one, I think probably it will start by August or September.
Okay. So in a way, if we see this, let's say, 230 crores is happening in 25, any ballpark number you have for, let's say, the overall 25, around 300 crores or something like that?
No, not like that.
Okay. Great. So yeah, I think that's helpful. That was the only question I had. I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Jariwala, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving the opportunity. So my first question is, the margins were around in between 40%-50% over the round. So is there any chance of margin expansion after the CapEx?
No, not possible.
Okay. So and around 100 crores, 108 crore profits was there near the December 2022. So is there any timeline where we can expect to cross that?
So actually, yeah, that was the best quarter, I mean, to date.
Yes.
At this stage, we have probably two, three quarters more where we can.
Easily.
Okay. Okay. All the best, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Jay, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead. Jay, your line is unmuted. You can please proceed with your question.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sir, in last con call, one question was there regarding PBQ, and you said that you had a color problem, some specific customer had a color problem, and you are working with it. So can you give any update for that? Is the matter sorted out and you are supplying?
Well, I have still the same answer like last quarter. We are still working on it.
Okay. Sir, my second question is regarding Guaiacol. You said that 50% increase in sales this quarter, that is great. So can you just give the idea that from the your peak Guaiacol sales, currently where we stand?
Sorry, go again?
Currently where we stand as a Guaiacol cell compared to our peak Guaiacol sales?
I mean, the market, the basic problem had happened because of those issues where, you know, there were deaths of children in South in Africa area, and there was a tight scrutiny on Indian producers of guaifenesin, which of course use guaiacol as a raw material. Plus, markets like Iran and Egypt had some currency issues. So all those factors resulted in lower revenues of guaiacol. But I think over the quarter, we have seen those issues getting resolved, and hence the customers have come back and the demands is again looking upward. And that is how we could achieve this additional revenues of guaiacol.
That's great. Sir, my question is from earlier, before this issue, our sales was some, suppose 100 ton. Then currently where we stand? So still we are how much behind the our peak sales?
Now we have come back to similar levels. But, but we are still holding some stocks, right? So we will have to work on selling those as well.
Okay, great. Sir, my last question is regarding this MEHQ. Recently, we have done the capex and increase our this plant utilization. So now, what is the capacity utilization in particularly MEHQ?
Closer to 60-65%.
Okay. Thank you very much. And best of luck, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajasekhar MS, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. I just want to know, what is your total investment on clean phenochem and when is the capacity coming up?
Sorry, can you repeat the question for clean phenochem?
What is your total investment in clean phenochem and when are the capacities coming up there?
So, yeah, clean fans has totally infused 335 crores till date in clean phenochem, and the commercialization is expected during this month.
During this month. Yes. You are also doing a lot of investments. Your peak turnover has been about 935 crores in 2023. With all these investments coming up, what is your increase in turnover you are expecting? Will we be able to double the turnover with these investments?
Yes, that's the endeavor.
Okay. Thank you, sir. These are my questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants may press star and 1 to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Sunny, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, I have a question on the pharma intermediates, the current ones as well as the proposed ones. I just want to know, are these supplied to the domestic market or are they supplied to the export market? And secondly, are these much more generic products or also it includes patented products? And lastly, is there a contract is it a long-term contract or it's like a short contract, these pharma intermediates? Thank you.
Okay, so the first part, majority of the pharma product sales comes from the domestic market. Second, we are a key starting material supplier. So there's no patent or generic aspect to it.
I see, sir.
Yeah. And what was your third question?
Regarding the contract sizes, I mean, is it a long-term contract or?
No, there are no long-term contracts here.
Quarter
contracts, like, yeah. It's a 3-month contract.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. Participants are requested to press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Jason Soans from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for taking my question again. Sir, just wanted some bit of clarification. So once I had interaction long back, I mean, you know, we had envisaged the capex of, this is coming from an earlier question as well, for the breakup. So we had envisaged an investment of around 180 crores in FY24 in Clean Phenochem, which is in Unit 4. And 200 crores for the new products, which I remember, you know. So could you just, you know, bifurcate the capex once again for us, please? I mean, what is, you know, pertaining to HALS and what is for the new products?
Basically, because it's a greenfield project, so
yeah.
The 3 crore includes everything, including the boundary wall, including the security cabin as well. Okay?
Okay.
But the newer capex will only be dedicated to the plant, only the production blocks. Now I don't need to build another security, I don't need to build another boundary wall, you know.
Okay.
So future capex, when we say 100 crore, is typically only for that production block and maybe few things here and there.
Okay.
So when you say 335 crore, it doesn't mean that it is entirely going to help, because we are also creating the common infrastructure.
Okay, sure. So just to again get my understanding correct, the pharma intermediates, which you said the capex will, the facility will go on stream in September, October 2024, as you mentioned, and then you will be commissionizing one block of capex of 100 crores starting in April this year and one in August. Is that right?
Provided my pilot trials are successful.
Yes. Provided everything goes as per plan, then this is the plan, right?
Absolutely, sir. Clear.
Okay. Sure. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
As there are no questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Sikchi for closing comments.
Thank you so much. I think we finished the call in 45 minutes. I think Saturday works for us as well now. So I would like to thank again all of you for taking time out, and that's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Clean Science and Technology Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.